Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Hey, everybody, it's Kruger Cap on Baseball, and today we're going to talk about the Home Run Derby this year and about one guy in particular who thought he could kind of pick his spots, and baseball gods are saying, not so fast, my friend. We'll talk about that when we come back. Well, Kite, there's a story that is emerging from baseball, and it has everything to do with the All-Star game and Bryce Harper. And what the story is a couple years ago, I mean, he's always been one of the really great sluggers in the game. He's been an MVP in the National League. But he's always avoided the Home Run Derby contest. You know, a lot of young guys, they do it once or a couple times.
He's never done it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. In fact, right now, Darren Chan is telling us that he was in there in 2013. So thank you, DC. But he said that he kept declining the offer to do it the last couple years, and he was saying, I'm going to do it when Washington hosts the All-Star game, which they're going to host this July. Yep. It's going to be at Nationals Park. Anyway, recently, this whole thing's been updated because he now said, with his intent has always been to do it in Washington, he says, if I make the team, I'm going to partake.
Well, yeah, because he's looking at his average, right?
He's hitting .214.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he's got 19 home runs and 45 RBIs, but .214, he's kind of been humbled by baseball in this thing.
Here's two ways to look at it. One, he's saying that just to give people a heads up that he may not make the team, right?
Right.
Or two, I need some votes. Give me those votes, and then I'll be in the home run hitting contest.
Well, yeah, but he kind of messed with the baseball gods here a few years ago. I mean, he was thinking it was going to be slam dunk for the next 10 years. He's making the All-Star team.
Yeah.
I do find it a bit ironic that now that his team is hosting the home run derby and the All-Star game that, you know, it's not slam dunk.
Well, I was really disappointed when the Giants hosted it here and Barry Bonds wouldn't do it.
And me too, especially as to how he got in. He got voted in.
There were a lot of people that he was really close to that asked them to reconsider. A lot of people. And he didn't budge. He said absolutely not. And I think what we're seeing, and I really like to watch the home run. I like to watch the home run derby. I think it's fascinating. But I think what you see is you see the young power hitters do it, and then they just kind of don't want to do it anymore. And I told you, I think it's a fear of failure. I mean, Bonds is what, the home run king? He's going to go here and hit two out, none into the water?
Yeah.
How you feel about that now?
Yeah, I know. Well, what we saw last year with Aaron Judge and what he did, that was one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen.
It was.
And the year before that, we saw Giancarlo Stanton put on a show in San Diego that we'd never – I mean, it was just – but I want to see that. I mean, this is kind of like the slam dunk contest, which you don't always see the guys who are the best slam dunkers because they've done it and they've moved on. You see the new guys who want to be the slam dunkers. Always an entertaining show. But, I mean, I just think it's an opportunity that baseball fans embrace, and when you turn it down, I think it kind of rubs them the wrong way.
Absolutely. I mean, people want to see Harper in it. All right, you want the numbers for
Harper?
All-star votes?
Yeah, where are we at now?
You're going to be shocked at who's number one.
Who's number one?
Nick Markakis.
There you go.
He's got over 1,100,000 votes. Harper's second with just around 1 million, and Kemp is third at 925. So Harper's going to be in. I mean, he's going to go, and he's going to start. I mean, there's no way that they're – I mean, if anything, the people in Washington are going to get him in if they're going to hit the votes very hard. So he'll be in the home run hitting contest.
Well, good. I want to see it. And bottom line is, you should have done it 5 years ago, pal.
And then I hope he doesn't hit me out. Oh, sorry.
It's Kruger Kipe on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.